The next concert on the Shriver Hall concert series is American Brass Quintet. This is on Sunday, December the 8th. And it's such a pleasure to welcome to WBJC composer Nina C. Young, who has her work kind of interposed between people like Anthony Holborn, Josquin des Prez, Luca Marenzio, and Claudio Monteverdi. So this idea of slotting your extremely contemporary music into this, did that play any part in how you approached composing this?
Absolutely. This piece, in some ways, is an homage to Renaissance polyphony and the motet tradition. I've been talking to the American Brass Quintet for several years about a project, but what I really admired about the brass tradition was not necessarily the big American brass sound, but the fact that they become the golden voices and their vocalists. And so one of the things that they do often is they arrange motets from the Renaissance. And I thought, well, what would happen if I took a prismatic approach to that in this piece?
So what is really fascinating about your compositions is how often they employ an electronic element. Is that true in this case?
Yes. In this piece, which is quite a large piece, it's about 20 minutes, I am fragmenting Josquin's Miserere Mei, which is a setting of Psalm 51. So there are a little elements of fragments that are going to come through the speakers in the hall where we actually hear recordings of voices, teeny tiny, tiny voices scattered throughout the space, as well as processing the brass quintet in real time to give us that magical feel that you get when you enter a ritualistic place of worship with its cavernous ceiling and you hear sort of the whispers of the present, the past, the voices in your head and the music that's being sung in the space.
The title is fascinating, The Glow That Illuminates, The Glare That Obscures. Just talk a bit about that, please.
Yes, I lived in Rome for a year at the American Academy, and one of the things that I loved to do was to wake up very early in the morning and go and explore churches. And there is one particularly close to the American Academy called Santa Cecilia, and I enjoyed walking into the space just as the sun was rising, and light beams would pierce through the stained glass windows, and they would illuminate sections of the space. And as the sun is rising, you could walk around in these beams of sunlight, and you would hear nuns rehearsing, children singing, a priest reciting a sermon. And so you had this sonic visual collage. And depending on where you were in the space and what kind of stained glass the light was passing through, sometimes it was fuzzy, sometimes it enhanced the experience, sometimes it blurred it. And so that's what I'm trying to recreate here.
So what should a listener bring to this new piece of yours for them to experience it the most fully?
I think they should take time to sit back and let the music wash over them. It is a piece about ritual and a piece about introspection. There are moments of silence written into the score, but these aren't really silent moments. There are times when we listen to the reverberation of the sounds we just heard in the space, watch the players and their subtle actions, and reflect on what we've heard and what we're about to hear.
The American Brass Quintet is performing on the Shriver Hall Concert Series on Sunday, December the 8th at 5:30. There's more at shriverconcerts.org. They're performing a program of Holborn, Desprez, Marenzio, and Monteverdi. Also a new work that is a world premiere and a Shriver Hall commission by Nina C. Young. And it's been such a pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.